ृंदारण्यवासिलशद्दाजिरामोदन राधा स्कंदवेश हम लोग वृंदावन धाम की महिमा कुछ वर्णन कर रहे हैं। We are discussing about the glorification of Vrindavan. How glorious Vrindavan is. So many bhakta speakers, they have expressed their views.
Babaji, volume badhao.
Now, Shriman Bhakti Vedanta Aranya Maharaj will speak something and give his Pushpanjali to Vrindavan. And after that, Bhakti Vedanta Ashram Maharaj will speak. The first use, but not more than 50. I want to give so many persons chance.
Seeing the astonishing sweetness of this brother Dham, even the most qualified person in the material universe, Chaturmukha Brahmaji, he prayed that Buri Bhagini Ajanmakana Pitavyam Yad Gopu Epikatman Rido Vishaykam. I would be lucky if I could take birth, even as a stone, in Vrindavan or in Vrindavan, so that I could take Abhishek, that I should be bathed in the dust of the lotus feet of any resident of Braja. Chilamani Sadbhakti Udhavopi, even Udhav, being Krishna's very near and dear associate, so qualified, Natatami Pranatama Atma Yoni Nashankara. Or Krishna said, "You, no one is more dear to me than you. Even my own brother, Sankarshan, even Lakshmi Devi, even Lord Brahma, even my own soul, you are more dear to me." Yet that Udhav, when he came, Vikshaiva Madhurya Duranta Dasmin, seeing the sweetness of Braja Mandal, he began to cry, "Asam Maho Charanare Mujushamansam Vrindavane Kimapi Guluna Lata Aushadinam." It would be a matter of great fortune for me if I could become only Guluna, small, sharp bush, Lata, Kripa, or Aushadi, very insignificant herbs growing at the side of any path in Vrindavan. So this Vrindavan is so extraordinary. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami prayed, "Yat kinchit trinaguna kikatamakam goes day samastam hitat saravananda mayam mukunda dayatam lilanukulam param shastra eva moho moho sputamidam nistankitam yatsnaya brahma de apisaspri natarinam saravam maya vandite." I am praying to every tree, creeper, every insect even, every mosquito in Vrindavan. They are worshipable for me. Why? Because all are nourishing, helping, supporting, and serving in the lila of Radha and Krishna. Every tree, every creeper, every insect of Vrindavan. When Krishna enters Vrindavan forest in the morning time, he becomes overwhelmed when he sees the Madhavi vines embracing the tamal trees, and he remembers his pastimes with Srimati Radhika. When he sees the bumblebees taking honey from the lotus flowers, again his heart is stimulated, remembering his pastimes with Srimati Radhika. When he hears the sounds of the swans and cranes, he thinks, "Oh, it seems to be the sound of Srimati Radhika's ankle bells," and he's almost fainting. And hearing the calling of the cuckoos, many sweet pastimes awakened within his heart. And in this way, all of Braja Mandal is serving so much through the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. In this place, the Supreme Lord manifests his lila. And when Krishna is performing his lila here, after the killing of Keshi Daitya, then Narad Rishi came to Vrindavan. We are very close to Keshi Ghat. And Narad Rishi came there and began to offer prayers to Krishna. Yada yada hi dharmasya lahib bhavati bharata. Oh, Krishna Chandra, this world goes into dark periods of irreligion. At that time when Dharma is going down and irreligion is rising and the world is overburdened by so many demoniac kings and forces, at that time you come to this world and you relieve the burden of the world. Very soon you will go to Mathura and you will kill Kulabhita and Kansa, and afterwards you will go to Dwarka and you will kill Shishupal, Dantavakra, Kaldyavan, and so many others. And in this way, Narad Rishi began to glorify the pastimes of Krishna. Srila Sanatana Goswami, in his commentary, he explained, actually, what was the purpose of Narad coming and glorifying Krishna at that time for all of these pastimes? Narad could understand that generally we think that Shamasunda Amari Manohar, he is playing his flute in Vrindavan and charming all living entities. This is true. But moreover, in this Vrindavan, Krishna Chandra himself is completely charmed and overwhelmed by the praying of the Vrijvasis and by the sweetness of Vrindavan. Therefore, Narad Rishi was thinking, even though Krishna Chandra, he came into this world, and Anusangik, as a side effect of his appearance here, he removed the burden of the earth. But look what happened. He came to Vrindavan, and now he's singing so much. We're singing every day. Iti Drikswa Lilavir Ananda Kunde. By his pastimes, he immerses the residents of Gokul in oceans of bliss. But here, Srila Sanatana Goswami Thakur explains that the residents of Vrindavan, they're immersing Krishna in the ocean of bliss. And he's so much drowning there that he forgot why he came, why he appeared in this world. He would stay in Vrindavan and he would not go anywhere. He would never leave. There is no question of that. So Navarishi was thinking, oh, but you also have to reciprocate with your devotees in Mathura, in Dwarka, and you also have to take away the burden of the earth. So Narad, he came and he began to offer these prayers to remind Krishna, oh, by the way, don't only be lost in your pastimes, now you will have to come and perform some other types of pastimes. So this Brajamandap is especially the place where, even though Supreme Lord is known and famous as Atmaram and Aptakam, here in this Brajamandap, here is Atmaram and Aptakam. This is the place where Swami Bhagavan Sri Krishna, his desires are fulfilled by those who are his Atma. Krishna said in Kurukshetra, the bridge buses, they are my Atma. And oh, Srimati Radhika, you are the Atma of my Atma. Therefore, Krishna, he can be called Atmaram. When he's in Vrindavan. Very beautiful pastimes here. Srila Vishnu Chakra Thakur. He explains, Gopam Kanalam Patitaiva Yatra Yasyam Rasapurnatamatamapa Yato Rasovaisa Iti Srutistan Mamastu Vrindavana Eva Bharata. May I always reside in this Vrindavan. Why? Because Sruti are glorified Paramtattva with the words Raso Vaisvaha in Taittiriya Upanishad. Absolute truth is full of rasa. But Yasyam Rasa Purnatama Tamapa. This rasa is Purnatama, supremely perfect and complete. Where? Only in Vrindavan. Why? Gopangana Lampatathaiva Yatra. That place where Rasik Shekhar Krishna Lampat Churamani, his meeting with all gopis of Vrindavan, performing sweet rasa lila. Swachchandam Vrajasundari Viravita Pratyanga Alingita Sringara Rasamurtimam Sakiva Mugdo Hari Kridati. He's explaining. Oh. Swachchandam Vrajasundari Vir. When Krishna meets freely, without any worry or concern, with gopis of Vrajamandal, embracing each of his limbs. At that time, Sringara Rasamurtiman, he is the embodiment of Adiras, the highest and original rasa. Mado Mukdo Hari Kridati. And that Hari, being surrounded by the very beautiful and sweet gopis of Vrindavan, he is Mukda, bewildered by the power of their brain. Vrindaranya Nivasinam, Ridivasat Damavi Amodaram, Radha Skanda. Nivesit Ujjvala Bhujam Jaya Madamodaram Damodar Vrindaranya in the forest of Vrindavan Radha Skanda Nivesit Ujjvala Bhujam. He is keeping his hands on the shoulders of Srimati Radhika. Why? Her love is so strong, he will faint. Generally seen that the Malati vine will take shelter of the Tamal tree. But here we see that the Tamal is taking shelter of the Malati vine only in Vrindavan. So this Vrindavan, very extraordinary place. All acharyas are prayed that they should do bhajan here. Tishtan braje tadanuragi tananugami. And that they should not leave. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami prayed, even if I hear in any other faraway place, there is a very beautiful deity of Krishna, and is surrounded by pure devotees, and they're having Harikatha, and they're relishing rasa. It may be, but I will not leave this Vrindavan, even for 1 second, not for 1 moment. I will not leave. Why? This place is the place which is marked with the footprints of Radha and Krishna. Gopis themselves glorified Vrindavan. By remembering this, Vrindavanam Sakhi Bhuho Vitanoti Kirtin Yad Devaki Sutta Padam Bhuja Labdha Lakshna Govinda Venam Anumata Mayura Nityam Rakshatri Sanvaratanya Samasta Sattam. When Krishna, Govinda, he plays upon his flute, at that time, all the living entities, they become overwhelmed with frame and satyak bhas, after satyak bhas manifesting their bodies. So one gopi is telling her friend, Vrindavanam Sakhi Bhuho Vitanoti Kirtim. This place, Vrindavan, is proclaiming the glory of the whole world. This world is glorious because of the presence of Vrindavan. But this Vrindavan is glorious. Why? Yad Devaki Sutta Padam Bhuja Labdha Lakshna. Because this Vrindavan is glorious because it has been marked with the very sweet, auspicious footprints of Krishna Chandra. Yet, in that Vrindavan, which is glorious because it is marked with the footprints of Krishna Chandra, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami prayed, Yasyam Karanjita Sirastavamanavangi Gostendra Sunu Adikam Susumamupaiti Lakshyanasa Sachakrata Padayuradaste Nastomayapsititaram Chavimapsitiha. Yes, this world has become more glorious because of the presence of Vrindavan. And Vrindavan has been made more beautiful because of the footprints of Krishna. But Kostenda Sunu Adikam Susumamopaiti, the son of Nanda Maharaj, he has become Adikam Susumam. He has become more beautiful. Why? Yasyam Karanjita Saras Tavamana Bange. When he wants to break the mind of Srimati Radhika, at that time, he takes the lotus feet upon his head. And that Krishna Chandra, he becomes more beautiful because he is marked with the footprint of Srimati Radhika. So this Vrindavan is the highest and most confidential dharma of all. Chintamani Pakara Sadma Sukalpa Briksha Lakshavritation Surabhira Vipalayantam Lakshmi Sastrasata Samrama Sadhyamanam Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Vajami. In this Vrindavan, there is no dust. No, even the dust is Chintamani. It can fulfill all desires, even the desires of Krishna. In this Vrindavan, there is no water. This water is only a flow of prema rasa, flow of nectar. In this Vrindavan, every step is a dance, and every word is a song. And therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his causeless mercy, he descended to this world to bestow upon the living entities what was never given before. Yuga Dharma Pravatana Hoya Ansohite Ami Vena Nayane Raja Prema Dite. Many, many incarnations appeared in this world and they can establish Yuga Dharma. It is true. But Mahaprabhu himself told, no one, only me. Only I have the prerogative that I can distribute Raja Prema and show the path by which the living entities can rise up and gradually attain the dust of Vrindavan Dham, attain residence there. So with these words, I offer my Sharada Pushpanjali to Sri Vrindavan Dham, and I pray that this Vrajamandal may be kind to me and bestow upon me the eternal service of Radha Krishna under the eternal guidance of Srila Gurudev.
Now Sriman Bhaktivedanta Tipsmara ek bar angrezi ek bar hindi ki bangla pandra minute.
గౌరచంద్రాయ రాధికాయ కరాలయ కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ భక్తాయ తద్భక్తాయ నమః. సర్వప్రథమ అశ్వతి కృపాత్ పద్మని అసంఖ్య కోటి దండవత్ ప్రణతి జ్ఞాపన కర్తాం. తదనంతర ఉపస్థితి పూజ్య చరణ త్రిదండి పాదజన్ एवं समस्त वैष्णव वृंद समस्त मातृमंडली सभी को यथायोग्य मेरा प्रणाम निवेदन. आज बड़ी खुशी की बात है कि हम लोग ब्रजमंडल परिक्रमा करते हुए एक महीना से ब्रज के समस्त स्थानों का दर्शन किया, जिसके साथ साथ हम सभी लोग श्री गुरु जी के साथ में हम वृंदावन धाम में यहाँ पर जमुना
speakers, Bhakti Vedans, Bhakti Shar Maharaj, Parjatak Maharaj, Sanyasi Maharaj, Padmanabh Maharaj, he has to. There are so many. Also in this audience, there are so many. Those who know more than me, so tell you. So today is also a very beautiful drama play. So I want that we should finish our class. Tomorrow again it will be class. And also Srila Bhaktivedanta Parjatak Maharaj has something vaktavya, vaktavya ki re.
Statement.
Something he has told that has made you all angry, upset. So he's not being really from the core of his heart. So I think it will be better that he should इसको साफ कर दे.
बी रेडी फॉर ड्रामा प्ले.
वृंदावन संबंधे कुछ बोले वृंदावन सारा सब कुछ
सॉन्ग्स राधकुंडा राधकुंडा वृंदावन दिस
टुमारो डे आफ्टर टुमारो डे आफ्टर टुमारो टू टुमारो
నమో మహా
Samadhanaya Krishna Prema Prada Hare Krishna 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 First of all, I am offering my innumerable humble obeisances to my spiritual master, Nityalila Krishna Vishwara Stotra Srimad Bhakti Prajnan, Kesar Goswami Maharaj, and then to my Shiksha Guru, Nityalila Krishna Bhakti Goswami Srimad Goswami Maharaj, Nityalila Krishna Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Goswami Maharaj, and Paribraja Vajartan Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Bhama Goswami Maharaj, Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj, and all other gurus, Bhargava, and present all other Vaishnava and Vaishnavis, even missionaries. On the way of Sri Brajamandal Parikrama, I have discussed about most adorable Mistriya Prishto Vishwastasin Bhakti Vedanta Sam Hussain Maharaj. With Srila Bhaktivedanta Padmanabha Maharaj and Bhakti Vedanta Bhakti Sar Maharaj, which told the Godfathers of Swami Maharaj to me. But my statement they are arid for my
statement.
They are arid for my statement.
They are upset by my statement.
Upset.
They are upset. But they do not understand my heart. I have deep regard to Prabhupada Jaya Srila Swami Maharaj, because he has fulfilled internal desire of Sri Sriman Mahaprabhu and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, his Gurudev, preaching in the whole world. And all people are attracted by his preaching. So, don't mind that I am dishonoring him. He is my Guru Bhargava. I have discussed with Padmanabha Maharaj today morning about it. And I beg, also now I am begging apology from Prabhupada Jaya Srila Swami Goswami Maharaj and to all others present Vaishnava for my statement. So kindly forgive me. Don't mind that I am dishonoring him.
or against him?
Against him. Don't mind. I explained everything with Padmanabha Maharaj and I told the yogi. You expressed, you manifest my apology all day. So don't mind.
Hare, thank you.
Now, Param Pujyavad, Srila Maharaji ordered me to express about the glories of Sri Vrindavan Dham.
Tumi Bangla ke kotha bolle bhalo.
Ni Charitamrita
or Kartik Vrat, Purja Vrata, Niyam Seva is going to finish. Kal Purnima ke din hum logo ka vrat samapan hoga. Don't think that from today, from tomorrow, we will give up what we are doing for 1 month. This is like a key. So, you are in this Brajmandal Parikrama for 1 month, since 1 month. So, you should try to follow all the principles that you have done in 1 month. And again, Navdeep Dham Parikrama, we are inviting you all that you should come in Navdeep Dham Parikrama. I think it will be better, more than Brajmandal Parikrama, to be there, because the mercy of Navadvip Dham, the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, O combined mercy of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. But always think that what we have given you, take that wealth in your pockets and try to follow all these principles. Don't be weak. Don't be. Also, you have heard so many sweet pastimes of Krishna and so many established truths. Try to read more. To know all the established truths, Siddham, and try to reach everywhere. At least, you should try to preach so that so many persons should come towards Krishna consciousness. So I want these things. Today, now, you are ready? You should be ready. One thing, tomorrow, in very morning, Maharaj aise che, abhi aase nahi, bado deri kar lo. Tomorrow in very morning, it may be just 7. Within that, we will be saved, and we will go to take the darshan of Radha Damodar, because he is the dominating deity of this month. So in the last, in beginning and in the last, we will take darshan of Sri Radha Damodar. Because in the evening we cannot do darshan, because so much crowd. He will take a new form there, and all so many crowd will come to take darshan of Radha Damodar. So in morning, you should be ready before 7, exact time,
I will tell you after taking some news from Radha Damodar temple up to what time they can
open.
And then I will. Now you should begin your drama.
Hare Krishna, some more devotee has requested for initiation and some will come from Delhi. They phoned us. Initiation will take place about 7 o'clock, 7 a.m. And higher sacrifice will take place in Sanatan Gaudiya Math, headed by Sri Pad Tirtha Maharaj at 8 a.m. in Sanatan Gaudiya Math. So now Gurudev has to prepare for drama. Before that, who has taken initiation today, so today they announce their new spiritual name, Hare Krishna.
Oh, Tirtha Maharaj, where? Ah, Tirtha Maharaj and Van Maharaj, both. You should prepare for our sacrifice, Vedi and everything.
Maharaj, you are past the Mangalarati, have you? পাঁচটা মঙ্গলারতির পর বড় জোর বলছে আধ ঘন্টা পৌনে এক ঘন্টা জোর ছটা পর্যন্ত মহারাজের জন্য খুলে রাখতে পারি মহারাজ পাঠিয়েছেন যে না মহারাজ বলছে পাঁচটার সময় বন্ধ করে দেবো আর সন্ধ্যে ছটায় খুলবো আমি সাতটা পর্যন্ত বলেন না পাঁচটায় বন্ধ হয় মহারাজ বলেছেন তখন 45 মিনিট থেকে আধা ঘন্টা তার 45 মিনিট তারপর জোর ছটা
পাঁচটায়
মঙ্গলারতি সমাপ্ত করতে হবে
সকালে যাবো এই পাঁচটা ভালো হবে
সামথিং টু টেল
মানে এই পাঁচটার মধ্যে আমি বলে দেন কালকে মঙ্গলারতিটা পাঁচটার মধ্যে করে দেয় তারপরে পাঁচটায় বেরোবো রাত্রে ভীষণ ভিড়
ইন মর্নিং দামোদর temple will be open only up to 6. So before 6, at 5 we'll finish our Mangal Arati and then 5:15 we will start and we will go all to take darshan of Sri Radha Damodar
Mangal Arati complete
tumara bole dio thak okhane পাঁচটার মধ্যে যেন মঙ্গল আরতি আর পরিক্রমা যে হয় কমপ্লিট করে হ্যাঁ পাঁচটার পরে সবা
পাঁচটা আরতি যেন
Thus ends the class on the 18th of 2002 in the evening in Gopinath Bhavan, Vrindavan. Hare Krishna.